This is an interview with Mary Barbieri from Gwinn, Michigan.
Gwinn, Michigan. Yes, yeah, I want to hear Lisa Dean, don't you?
Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Were you from Italy? Yes. Did you come here from Italy?
No, I came from Italy.
What year was that?
1912.
Was there any reason why you left Italy?
Maybe because everybody wanted to change it. I mean, in America, you know.
Better living?
Huh?
You thought maybe you'd live better, things were better in America.
You're both in America, yes, and in Italy. Different time.
Where in Italy did you come from then?
From provincial Campobasso.
Provincial Campobasso.
Where's that by?
Very close to it. It's far from Italy, you know.
It's in Naples.
Somewhere in south of Italy, you see.
I see.
You know.
And you were...
The
Campobasso.
And the town was Ripa Batum.
Ripa Batum.
Ripa Batum.
Ripa Batum, you see.
And the dialect, they're you're Grisate. Your mother is for, Mrs.
Wonderful
Phone. Yeah,
they had their own dialect.
Yeah.
I see.
Same dialect.
A little bit different.
Yeah, they're similar language, you know.
They have a little bit of their own, you know.
What age were you when you came here?
I was 17.
Did you take the boat?
Yeah.
We took the boat at Naples.
And where did you land?
New York.
Ellis Island.
New York, you know, you can have some boat to New York to bring in
What made you decide to come to this area of Gwinn?
My father,
married when you came here.
Oh yeah.
My father came here because he was out of work, and he found work at the place called Archibald Lane.
Archibald Mine.
Which is where Herrick used to live. Yes. There, in that area. And then the Depression came and they shut the mines down.
I see. Now you came with your husband, or did you come by yourself?
To America.
She hadn't met my father yet.
She hadn't met your father.
No.
You met him in America?
No, in Canada.
In Canada.
She went to Montreal, Canada.
From Italy to Montreal, Canada.
And that's where she got married.
Yeah.
My older sister and I.
Hi. Come on.
We're interviewing Ma for the posterity.
Oh.
So they won't forget the old Italian.
Italian ways.
Oh, what are you doing that for?
For history class. But it's basically for the study of the Italians in the Upper Peninsula.
Not too many up here, aren't there? So look around.
Yeah. As you know, their life was not easy.
I'm going to ask her that. Yeah. What type of lifestyle did you have in Italy?
Tough style? Yes. Not much clothes. Not much shoes. No work to have.
I see.
You have to work in the field.
What did you do for fun? I think he wants to know that.
No fun. The other people know there's no fun, you know.
You went to Montreal, Canada. Yeah. Instead of coming to the United States, yeah. Is there any reason for that?
I just think
she had a sister there.
My sister, yeah.
She had an older sister there.
I told her to meet a mommy, tell me the ticket, medicine, the kind of thing, the book of ticket. It cost her $60 cost to come in that time. The ticket cost for the,
$60.
$60 for the book. That's a miracle too. I left my son for a miracle. He took the book I made. And $60. $600. The ticket sold at another. And he had to make $25 the money.
You have to have $25.
The money is sold. I think the money will pass, you see.
You have to have
$25 down.
When you're coming to that country, you got to have $25.
You have to
show that.
Something in money.
Because she was going to Canada, she had to have Canadian money.
Mm. I see. What was your maiden name then? Your maiden name?
Vanelli.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, you can write.
And you went to Montreal. How long did you stay there?
Well, the first World War for the from
1918.
Yeah, from I was born in
1918.
You were there about seven years
in Canada.
Yeah.
And you met your husband there.
Yeah. So my office from here.
He came from Italy too?
Same town.
And how did you meet up?
The Italian people heard
of Matchstone and introduced him.
I see. Would the Italians stay with the Italians and the...
My office came to the mother of the world country in the Canada. Sent for the mother. The mother and other Italian lady are coming to this street. My sister will stay home and come and down here. I live at. Here, when I see that the lady, my mother-in-law, I don't know none of her family. And she's out there at bed. I said, Mama, you're coming to this street. I told the son, I asked, to find a job for you.
It was sort of a match. They were matchmaking with him.
I see. Then you left Montreal. Why did you leave Montreal?
My brother wanted to come to America.
He had a sister in Ishpeming?
Yeah.
And mine's there. She's looking for work.
I see. And you moved to Ishpeming then?
I moved to Southern Ishpeming many years.
Many years. What year do you remember about the year? 1918?
That's more than that.
When we went to Ishpeming, it was 1919.
She was already born, She was over a year old when she got there, so it must have been 1919.
Yeah, 1919.
You
said
the
one year old.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you live in
Ishpeming?
Did you come here in Gwynn 1929?
Yeah, 1929.
What was? Did you like the area more than Italy?
Oh yes, I like Italy. I know the better. You're not seeing on the street, you're still looking over here.
I know,
that's
climate,
right. You're not seeing on the street, and you're feeling hungry all the time. You know, you go back and you see the place, you know. And especially in the winter time. See, when I come sometime in March month, sometime I come there. Some early in the day, I have to stop, some early in the day. And you work in the field like that, too. Kind of high. She starts the valley, you know, she in the valley or something, that's what I'm doing. Now, some of you got some feeling you go blend them and leave better high, you know. You see, more snow. It was cold. My father, I remember, put you in the fire because you need to style as one must be hands, no gloves.
Was your father a farmer?
No, he just used to work for one child, near the farm, you know, he's my one child, you know, plant for one family, you see.
Yes.
Just for one family. And you plant?
Had his own field.
You plant the wheat, and you plant the corn, and you get potatoes, and you get the beans, and you get the corn, and you get the wheat, and you save how much? How much for the family for all year, and the rest of your soul. The last of your soul, the other man here, you buy shoes, you buy clothes, see? And
yeah.
Still not, you can work some other place, and still not work.
Oh, there's no work.
Not work, that's all. You used to work as a plant, and that's all you have left in town, small town.
When you moved to Gwynn, was that was after the Depression?
No, before.
Before the Depression.
Before the Depression.
Yeah.
And your husband was working in the mine?
Yeah, it was in the mine. It was Archibald Mine that we were. There was the mine closed.
Yeah. That's when the Depression started.
The Depression started. That's when the WPA.
And he went to work in the WPA.
WPA.
Yeah, the workmen.
Project.
Right. Yeah. I know it's
public.
His mafia told him about that.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Now, when he was working in the mine, did he ever tell you about working in the mine?
I tell you, working in the mine, working in the hotter place, sometimes in the mine is too hot, sometimes it's too hot, you know. That bringing the clothes all wet.
He used to bring his lunch pails at noon.
He used to sit there and watch him.
Yeah.
He always give us supper.
That's on the black.
They used to come up to eat then.
No. You don't know what you're in the hospital.
They don't know
them
when they come up
from the hospital. I see there's some
black
and red.
They come up on what they call it, like elevators.
They had the different kind of dinner pails then.
Yeah.
They had a dinner pail where you put the tea, mostly tea, because the coffee didn't taste good in those tins. And then they had a little tray that fit on top of that. That's why you always thought the lunch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you had
sandwich.
Yeah, sandwich, so, you know.
How many hours did he work a day?
Well, you never sit down and work to 10 o'clock in the morning. I sat down and was 5:30 in the night. 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
Were the mines good to you?
I don't know. The mine has danger too, you know. You've already left the time too, you know.
Did you live right here in this house then when you moved to Gwynn?
Yeah.
And
I mean, just to...
No, you didn't move here, Mom.
It's just 6 months. Mom, 6 months. I was one. No, the people...
We lived upstairs of,
you don't know,
Verslina's old, the building, and then they need a tavern, the
it
bottom
the tavern,
run by Sheppy's, see, and we lived upstairs,
you lived upstairs from the other.
And there was a garage downstairs that,
the old Versalino
these great big machinery, they were called Kleetrack, run by the Versalino brothers.
Right, I remember the old Kleetrack.
Yes,
yeah.
And when they ran, it shook all the whole upstairs.
And our upstairs apartment was cold.
Cold?
No running water.
Там потом мы поднимаем вам на положение того, там на что хочешь. Ну и вам наши с юрным допустить. Он же не. Ну, вот. Он так рад бы шагнул на колту.
My mother used to make hot cocoa for us to keep us warm.
Was food hard to get back then?
Yeah, I had to
get. Did you have your own garden?
Yes. I don't know if that one time you told me I did all time my own garden. Yeah. My rock, so you beat it with that. And then I got the reality of me. I did all my stuff and I said, yes.
You remember that?
Yes. In Ishmael, we had, when we lived in Ishmael, we used to have a potato field there.
Yeah.
Pa used to plant potatoes. Yeah. Then we had a little garden in the back of our house. We lived in a duplex there. And there was a little, it wasn't too big, you know, because it was a duplex. But she had her, your lettuce and your beans and whatever you could plant there. But then the potato field was away from
it. Quite away. This is some dolomite that we used
to have. They all kind of the potatoes. So we'd have to dig them up for our winter food. That was our winter food.
I see. What kind of things did you eat? Besides that, what type of Italian food did you eat?
The beans.
Corn mush.
You know, the plant. A plant, you see. And the whole country, you know what you have in the whole country? It's a fireplace. It's a square finger like that. So you sell it. You sell it the brick. You have a brick, you know, that. It's square. You sell it the tie. You know. So for that. From the fire over here. From the fire I have been, my mother, took all the fire away. I'm going to fire like that. I was a little bit of a little bit of a You see, you know that the kids are going to come to school, you said, Joe, and I'm going to tell you to understand. Frank, Frank, you're telling me. Frank, you're telling me, and I said, no, I said, you know, Finn, I'm not going to love it. I'm
just going to
tell
you,
you know. I know, tell me to teach. You see, the first thing. The kids are going to get out of
She made it in a big iron skillet.
A pizza.
Cornmeal pizza. Well, it had a crust on it that much all the way around it and on top.
But it was just cornmeal.
It was just cornmeal, but I guess...
Nothing on top?
Well, a little grease, that's it.
But it was so crusty that it did have a good taste to it.
You had very little meat.
Yeah. You had very little
very
meat?
Very little meat when we were growing up.
Did you have your own cattle in that? Or cows or chickens?
Nothing
like that. I know my grandmother, I think, had a cow. You could buy all your stuff then from vent people that would go around with their carts?
Yeah, I could buy some stuff that I found the people meet the chicken, you know, for some of you brought the chicken to the farm, you buy chicken, you know, and the chicken.
Yeah, they
used to
come around with carts.
Yeah, they brought the chicken.
Nobody had carts, so,
Nothing that's fun in the whole country.
They used to wash clothes at the fountain, too.
Your mother ain't going to be born at the time.
So you're...
And the meat. Yes, sir, that Tony.
So
do you understand her?
Yeah, she said that my grandmother lived in this other house.
Yeah.
Down the street. And your husband lived with her? She was like a boarder?
Yeah, good boarder.
Was it light? Was that common, being a boarder back then?
Yes.
A lot of boarding houses?
Yes. People. Mm-hmm.
Were most of the miners Italian?
Oh, no, I'm not Italian.
Who ran most of the businesses? Were they mostly Italian or Cornish people or?
Giardi used to go around with the store.
Giardi and Massaro.
And then Nigrinelli and Massaro's. They were all Italian.
Then the Gwinner was Quail. The stores were Larry's stores and all that was run by Quail.
Quail before Dan Seed.
Then Peterson.
Where the hotel is, Koski had one part of it, where the bowling alley is. How did you get along with the other types of people, like the Finlanders and the...
A lot of people had cows on the street. Oh, yeah.
Was there a lot of sickness back then?
Nobody sick? Everybody had
usual childhood diseases,
Whooping cough. Everybody getting that, you know. Because what they used to mean, too, they had a whooping cough, too. They used to mean. No, he had no issues.
He used to put a sign in your garden.
McIntyre was here years ago.
Yeah.
And of course, 1931, Wharton was here.
Dr. Morton.
He's the one that, I had an infection in there.
Did your father, did your husband die in 1932?
Yeah. He dropped dead on the WPA. He had a
heart attack.
Yeah. He wasn't too old then.
No. 45.
45?
Yeah.
Well, it must have been hard work, you know.
Yeah, back then,
you never know.
I'll tell you, my husband worked on it. They had frozen sandwiches. It was so cold, and they weren't allowed to have fires.
Okay.
Till some of them got sick, and then I didn't know if somebody reported it or what. Then they were allowed to come in where the bosses had a shack. Then they were allowed to come in, maybe warm up their pails in the shack.
I see, this was a program brought out by the Depression?
Yes,
by Roosevelt, President Roosevelt brought that out.
And it was WPA and then...
Now remember, the Renato Vercelli is the father, you know, the two great, Renato Vercelli, you know, Renato Vercelli, the father had a big man, you know, Pelia. You handle him.